American Airlines today agreed to drop huge bonus plans for its executives. The bonuses were due to kick in even if the airline declared bankruptcy. But three unions for the airline only learned about the deals after they had voted to take big pay cuts to keep the carrier in business. And their outrage at the revelation has threatened the deal. Joining us now from Dallas to talk about the airline dispute is NPR's Wade Goodwin. Wade, what was it that American Airlines did that made the unions so angry?
American's top executives, the top 45 managers at the company, quietly gave themselves large bonuses equal to twice their annual salary if they stayed with the company until the year 2005. For example, American CEO Donald Carty would have gotten a $1.6 million bonus under the plan. And in addition to these bonuses, the executives put a bunch of money into its supplemental executive retirement plan. So even if American did go bankrupt, the top executives would still be taken care of. And none of this maneuvering came to light until after the unions had voted to accept these big concessions.
And obviously, these revelations did not go over very well with the unions.
Yeah, you can imagine. The head of the flight attendants said it was the equivalent of management making an obscene gesture to the very employees who just made deep sacrifices to keep American afloat. The head of the transport workers threatened not to sign the concession agreement that his members had just voted to accept. I talked to an American Airlines pilot today who's stationed in San Francisco, and she said that while she was pretty bitter about this, that she was not surprised that American's management, going back to the Robert Crandall years, had a long history of being combative and of saying one thing in contract negotiations, then doing something completely different. I don't think you can underestimate the depth of mistrust that employees at American now feel toward this company's management. And for a company that's teetering on the brink of bankruptcy, this is not a desirable state of affairs.
Well, American management has now reversed course, at least in part. Tell us exactly what they did today.
Donald Carty apologized in a statement he released. He says, "I have apologized to our union leaders for this and for the concern it has caused our employees. Those executives who have made the personal commitment to remain with American during this financial crisis, myself included, are not here solely for monetary reasons." But while they have rescinded the bonuses, they have not rescinded the money that they put into their supplemental retirement plan, and that is not making the unions happy.
Wade, where do the unions take this from here? They've already agreed to take these pay cuts.
Well, I just talked with an official from the flight attendants. He said the damage was done, that all bets were off. They were considering all their options. He faxed over a letter that John Ward, the flight attendants president, wrote to Donald Carty, which said in part, "So much for fair sharing of the pain of the company's restructuring. So much for a new partnership by the company with its employees. Shame on you, your fellow officers, your board of directors, and others who had a hand in this clandestine betrayal." So there's some deep mistrust here, and I think there's still some question on the union's part about where to go from here.
Okay, Wade, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas.